So the Rebbe says all the questions that come from the person has a question. The question is, what does it mean? Why do I need to know who Mashiach is if I need to do the work? That is the work. The work is to bring the revelation of Melech into Rav, to internalize. Right? What's your problem with it? Your problem with it? It seems too high. So that's the job. The job is, I'll talk to people that the Rebbe is Mashiach. It's something that's above them. It's beyond them. They can't relate to it. That's the problem. Exactly. That's the job. The whole job is that everything you see as a negative is only a great divine light that you can't relate to because you didn't bring it down into Kalim. You brought it down into vessels. You brought it down into through the study of Torah. The Torah, it makes it possible to internalize, to understand, to appreciate, to relate to those things that are beyond your understanding and beyond your capacity to appreciate, understand, and relate. So all the questions are all starting from the fact that you're starting with that you're still trying to do the work of trying to change yourself from the inside out. Which means you're trying to change yourself from the inside out, because you're starting with a cow, you're starting with a goat, you're starting with a sheep, and you're trying to turn this into a shtickle mensch. It's a big job. It's a lifetime work. You have to work yourself on the inside out. Lofty lights, yes, it's important to know that they're out there, it's important to know they exist, it's important to try to connect to them occasionally, but that's not really your main job. All the explanations of Chassidus about lofty lights is you need to have the awareness that there's something higher. If you want to get this ox to change, obviously you have to make him aware that there's something higher than him, there's something bigger than him, there's something beyond him, there's something beyond just sticking your face in the trough and filling your stuffing your face. Okay, so you have to. Fine, you need to know about those higher things. You need to, on some level, relate to, connect to those higher things. You need to strive for higher. But still, your main job is trying to fix yourself from the inside out. So I fix the whole world. What am I fixing the whole world? I got to fix myself. What am I fix? Who am I? What am I? What are you talking about? How does an ox or a goat or a sheep bring the geula? It's not. The Rebbe says you have it all backwards because you know Mashiach is coming to tell you. Mashiach himself is coming to tell you that that's not the point where we're at this point. The point where we're at this point is from the inside out. The inside is you're starting with the inside is fine. The problem is the outside. That's where all the problems. All the problems come from. All the problems exist. All the problems originate. All the problems only exist from the outside, and you're being influenced from the outside in. Your negative perception of yourself, your negative perception of the world, your negative perception of everything and anything, is coming from the outside in. It's not you. It's not where you're at. That's not where the world is at. That's not where reality is at. That's all coming from this outside, and even that only originates from the highest levels of the greatest lights and the highest levels of holiness, except that they don't have proper vessels here. So your job is, that's your job. Your job is to take that which is higher than you and bring it down and internalize it and embrace it in your consciousness, that your consciousness should catch up with your reality. Your consciousness is still stuck in the gullus way of seeing yourself and the gullus way of seeing the world. What you need to do is turn it around the other way. It's not you need to fix yourself from the inside first and then maybe a little bit you'll be able to connect to something a little higher than yourself. The point is that this the revelation of Mashiach and who Mashiach is the revelation of that which is higher than you. And is telling you that this is what you need to bring into your life. That's where you're at the point where you need to bring that, internalize that. You need to embrace that reality rather than still be working and struggling with the old gullus reality. That's not where we're at, and that's not what our job is now. Our job is to know that Mashiach is here, and Mashiach is a king and a teacher. As a king, he's bringing down the greatest revelations. When he says, I've done all that I can, doesn't mean that, and therefore we're at square one. No, we're at this last square. The problem with when you're at the last square is that I've already brought down all the Gevaldige revelations. I've even revealed myself. The problem is that you need to be a vessel, you need to make a vessel, you need to receive, absorb, internalize everything that I've already done. It's not that there's something missing here. The point is that the whole saying the opposite point. Everything's already done means that everything's already here. And that's why you'll see in the latest sikhs throughout the next almost a year that Eva keeps explaining more and more how everything's already here and everything's already revealed. You just have to open your eyes and you just have to, and so on and so forth. All of these things that Eva's saying is that the key is what the job is turned over. Everything that you know till now is turned over on its head, and the job is to bring the revelations that are already here. It's all already here. And to bring them into your consciousness, to bring them into your life. And the way to do this is primarily, that I emphasize in this era, is through the study of the topic of Mashiach and Geula and Torah, to develop a Geula consciousness through Torah, through the study of Torah, through learning and understanding and internalizing these ideas as they're taught in Torah. That's how you internalize them. That's how you make them your reality. That's how you actually end up living and experiencing a world in which we have the full and complete revelation of Mashiach. Take it from Yad Mamash, let's say.